Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting to really build your confidence, yet you're a little bit worried that you may come across as arrogant, or you don't want to confuse it with arrogance? Well, today I'm going to talk about the difference between the two and how you can develop more confidence without arrogance. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, just before I dive in, I just want to mention, if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and get a weekly confidence tip, then just click the link in the show notes below and you can get yourself that just there. So I used to really worry about being arrogant or seen as cocky or something like that. And now and then I must admit, like I wouldn't say I'm arrogant, but now and then I can get like a little bit, carried away with something. Of course, I'm a human being. Yeah, I'd much rather that than pulling myself down all the time and having negative talk. So I used to be really worried about speaking up in meetings. I really used to lack confidence or just speaking in certain situations. Maybe you can relate to this, right? And I thought that saying anything good about me would be really seen as arrogant. Like, I didn't want to say good things. What would people think if I said good things about myself, right? I might be judged. And often we're so covered up with what one of my mentors calls goop, the good opinion of other people, that we hold ourselves back or we don't express authentically who we are, right? Now, what's the difference between the two that I believe from my own interpretation? Well, confidence is the belief in yourself. It's your belief in different abilities, usually. Now, you could be confident in some, more confident in some things than others. Arrogance is about seeing yourself as better than someone else, putting someone else down. Even if it's not like super intentional to put them down, yet if you're trying to come from a perspective that you are better than someone, that can be a form of arrogance. Whilst if you've got that confidence in yourself, that belief in yourself, and you put yourself out there, whether that's in a social setting or work setting, those two can combine sometimes, or another setting, you know, that's putting you backing yourself. And it does it, you're not saying you're better than someone, it's just you are believing yourself, you're backing yourself. And when you don't do that, you're less likely to feel good about yourself and life in general, all right? So I want to ask you this. If you're getting so held back by what others think and you're worried about being arrogant and it's playing on your mind so much, how's that helping you? Because you're anything like me, it was a real struggle. I used to get really frustrated because I was holding back who I was, and I was pulling myself back from so many things, like progressing in the workplace, building more friendships in my dating life, all sorts of areas, right? So I want to go through a few points now and just want to make it short and simple today to really build that confidence for you. So the first one, think about someone confident, and actually someone confident and not arrogant. What do they do? Maybe you see someone in a workplace environment, in a business opportunity, maybe in someone who's got a successful dating or relationship life, someone who does really well in the gym, or they're good at a sport. Look at someone confident and admire their greatness. Someone who's confident and not arrogant, and just start noticing those, start writing down some of those points, because when you can role model that from someone else without wanting to become that, just look at some of their traits, you'll start embedding that into your life the more you observe some of these good behaviors. The second one, think about when you've helped others, like think about helping others. When you can think about helping others, that's not arrogance. Think about when you've done something and actually it's helped other people, because that will build your confidence. Maybe it was in a professional, maybe it was in a personal capacity. Maybe you gave someone, a homeless person, some money on the streets. Maybe you opened the door for someone. Like, think about how confident you felt in yourself, because you felt like you mattered to another human being. And that will build your confidence, because you're using kindness there as well. And then the third one I'm going to say is be kind to someone each day. Just do a little act of kindness every single day to someone else, and remember to praise yourself for it, because the more you praise yourself, the more likely you're going to do it again. So just do a little generous bit of kindness each day. and really put the intention to be genuine from it. At first, it might seem like you're pushing it a little bit, but then it will become a little bit more automatic. It could be sending someone a kind text message, could be holding the door for someone, could be giving someone homeless a bit of change or something like that, or could be smiling and saying good morning to someone in a coffee shop, whatever it is for you. So I want to go into my final point that I think is going to be really helpful for this. Just before I get onto that, though, I want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes, stay in the loop, get a weekly confidence insight, then all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter and be part of that. Okay, so my bonus point that I wanted to mention is write who you really want to be, right? Just write down all these qualities, these like who you want to be from the heart, and then read that to yourself every single day, because often like situations can come in, people might trigger us or make us feel a certain way, we might have a knockback or something like that, and then that can cause changes in our how we feel about ourselves, how we perceive the world. Yeah, if you can keep a vision, a view of who you really want to be and remind yourself of that regularly, that's going to build your confidence because you can remind yourself of who you are. So write down who that ideal you is and then read it and live it. Read it, feel it, and then live it every single day. Because the more you can be in line with that person, the more confident you can be, rather than trying to be someone you're not. And that's going to impact your confidence as well. So that's what I've got for you today. I want to keep it short and sweet on confidence versus arrogance. Again, just a reminder of the points I was saying. Think about someone who is confident and not arrogant. What is it they do? How do they act? Because if they're doing it, you can do it as well. Think about how you can actually, when you helped others, and actually how confident that makes you feel. And then thirdly, how you can be kind to someone each day, because that's going to build your confidence. And all those things are going to build confidence, not arrogance. And remember to praise yourself as you're doing it. And if you want the bonus one, it is to remind yourself of who you want to be and who you can be every single day. So like I say, that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You'll improve other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.